Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guest, Doug Mastriano, who is running for Congress, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Nelson Farrow of Hospitality Spring Farm. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there'll be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is B. Wise of Somerset Trust, Vice President and Commercial Loan Officer. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I am here in McCollinsburg for the very first time for one of them. This is a momentous event. We've been to a lot of places, but we've never been to McCollinsburg. It is an absolutely beautiful spring day. And with us is another one of the folks that I've introduced you to here on the radio that is running for Congress. There's only about 117 of them running this time. Colonel Doug Mastriano, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thanks for having me on, Lloyd.
The Colonel, I like to call him the Colonel. I was, White Hat in the Navy, you got to call him Colonel. What else are you gonna, is a remarkable individual. I read his bio, and he has done pretty much everything anybody in the military could do. He was a commissioned officer for many years and has been to Afghanistan and all kinds of different war zones. He is a severely decorated combat veteran and has an extraordinary educational background, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But Doug, I just have to ask you a question. Why would anybody with a PhD from New Brunswick, four master's degrees, and a BA from Eastern College in St. David's, Delaware County, want to join the lunatics in that outfit called the Congress of the United States?
I just recently retired from the Army, and after 30 years of serving, it really breaks my heart of the condition of the country. I'm giving it to my son, who's 20 years old, less secure, less prosperous, and less good than how I received it from my father. And I think about the hard work and sacrifice of your generation, and thank you for your service, and the cost to make the nation great, facing off the Soviets, the World War II generation coming out, Korea, Vietnam. And then I look back, and although I've deployed to combat several times, four times, Iraq and Afghanistan, it breaks my heart, the condition of the country. And so most generals and colonels, most senior officers retiring from the service, you'll notice, don't run for office because
I did note that.
It is interesting. Right. And I thought, as many of them, it's time just to kind of kick back and enjoy the fruits of my labor. But I was concerned about the condition of the country. And then Bill Schuster announced his retirement on my birthday, the 2nd of January.
Oh, really? Well, thank you, Bill. That's very
happy fortuitous. Birthday to you. Right. I don't know if we should sing or cry. And then there was a ground movement of people that I know within especially Franklin County that were saying, hey, Doug, we'd like you to run because we don't think you could be bought because you have a record and what have you as an officer and leader. And so I really prayed about it with my wife. And we felt that we had to do this. If we love our country so much, we can't just sit aside.
Are you a native Pennsylvanian?
My dad was a Navy man, so he bounced around. He was assigned to Lakehurst and Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, and Johnstown. So I grew up in a military family. My wife is native Pennsylvanian. Her family actually settled in this region in 1732.
So what's the Canadian connection? I see you went to school there. Your son is an Eagle Scout from Canada. I mean, what was that connection? How did that happen?
So every year the United States Army selects two colonels or lieutenant colonels to go enter a PhD program.
Okay.
And I was blessed to be selected for that actually when I was at Carlisle Station there. And so I looked through the schools available, and I had a particular focus on military history in the World War I period, and the best school this side of the Mississippi is actually University of New Brunswick in Fredericton, Canada. So I applied, they accepted me, and what a great school. It proved to be a good choice.
Well, that's very interesting. A fascinating place. I know a lot of people go through that.
It's a great place. It's a great school. It awards a master's in strategic studies. It is open to the public, but it is secure, so they'll like, pull you over and for 10 minutes do a background check on you using your driver's license. It's mandated by Homeland Security. But come on post.
Okay. Well, and particularly interested in your background because of your foreign policy experience, obviously, that would be very obvious to me. Of the candidates we've spoken to thus far, they're very interested in domestic issues, various in political issues, whether or not they support or not support Donald Trump. So let me just ask you a couple of the basic ones. How do you feel about the president?
I like Donald Trump. I actually believe that we almost lost our country in 2016. And like so many other Pennsylvanians, we stayed up late till 2 o'clock in the morning watching all the news stations in denial. The demeanor on their and expressions on their faces changing. And finally, I had work the next morning at the War College at Carlisle. And so I went to bed around 2, but I was delighted to wake up and find out that they finally announced Pennsylvania turned the tide of battle. But okay, that's 2016. And watching the behavior of both parties, Democrat and Republican, down in Washington, D.C., it sickens me. The malaise, the bureaucracy, lots of talk, but no action. And I think it's time to fight for our country. Donald Trump needs a few good men and women to rise up to fight for the country.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I hear that a lot. And the Congress, as a group, has a very, very low rating. People don't believe much what they do. They think they're down there to kind of have people hold doors for them and tell them how wonderful they are. Yeah. But when it comes to doing any work, that's asking a lot. I have a name for this. I invented it. I should copyright it. I'm going to call it Congressitis, because what happens is normal, regular, thinking, rational people go to Congress, and then they get in there for a couple of weeks, and they immediately contract this horrible disease. Do you fear that you would also contract this Congressitis disease that we see so often?
I do not. And the reason why I say that so confidently, because as a senior officer in the military, you're held accountable. You're expected. You're demanded to maintain high standards of conduct and integrity. And if you fall in that regard, you're gone. If you compromise and misappropriate money, you're gone. There's accountability. If you have an illicit affair, you're kicked out. I mean, there's responsibility. Yeah. So myself, and there's other good congressmen out there, such as Scott Perry. He's a brigadier general in the National Guard. So he's held at his highest standard. I think oftentimes we dumb down when we vote. A lot of times maybe voters aren't informed, so they look for a name they recognize. Yeah. And what is that guy or gal's qualifications? What guarantee is there? What assurance from their life is going to determine and whether they can maintain that integrity?
I think a lot of people also select their congressmen and their senators to some degree as to how much stuff they can bring home from Washington. No doubt the Schusters, both father and son, were masters at this. I mean, he was the chairman of the Transportation Committee. Pennsylvania has some shiny roads that everybody seems to know about. But what do you see your mission as going to Congress? Go home and build a road, or we have grander things we have to do.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than building an interchange named after my dad kind of thing. And that shrine out west really sickens me. Can't they name it after a great hero from Pennsylvania, from World War I maybe? But as far as myself, I'm going to be the voice of the people. And I will be the voice of the people. I won't be and I can't be bought down there. I won't stay a long time. There's a danger. You have a big choice here. You have a pool of 8 Republicans and 1 Democrat.
Yeah.
And if you choose poorly, you'll have another Schuster dynasty rise up. You'll have another career politician getting promoted from Harrisburg to D.C. and just good at talking. And I want to deliver results.
I also think that in the Congress, sometimes they don't understand the power they have of controlling the money. Any cursory reading of the Constitution will tell you that the Congress is in charge of the checkbook, not the Senate, not the President, not the Supreme Court, the Congress. And yet we let this money fly through our hands at the speed of light. What do you think we can do about that?
Yeah, so I watched the omnibus budget that was passed by the Republican-led House and Senate just a week and a half ago. And it's appalling to me that it's a record-setting $1.3 trillion. The Republicans acting and behaving as Democrats. They funded all the things they said they wouldn't fund. $500 million of Planned Parenthood. Really? You Republicans? You're going to not cut that funding? Is that responsible spending? Still sent $125 million of foreign aid to Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, the Palestinian territory. This guy hates us. He mocks us. He laughs at us. Why are we giving him money? Let's, you know what, maybe we should save that money, or if we're really bent on spending it, let's fix some of the roads here in 13th District.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Rose today. My guest is Colonel Doug Mastriano, who is a candidate for the United States Congress on the Republican ticket. You get an office in Washington, and you get a few offices around the district, maybe one or two, and you visit them. We have a United States senator here in Pennsylvania who's a Democrat, who, when we tried to contact him about the radio program, told me they only visit Bedford County or this part of the country once a term. So I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder why he doesn't like us here. Well, it's a heavily Republican district, and maybe that doesn't why he want to come. Do you think it's important to come home and stay home and mingle a little bit with the proletariat and find out what we're doing?
I'm part of that group, and I'm sick of having representation down there who are a bunch of bureaucrats and politicians. It's time to throw the bums out, all of them, including the gentleman you were just discussing. If you don't come back and talk to the people, what are you doing for us? How do you represent us if you don't know how we're thinking, how we're feeling, what we need, what our desires are, what our fears are? You got to come home. I will be home here. Now, it won't be drive-through country. Some of the congressmen we have will drive through on their way back to their houses in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And actually, Franklin County is his most populous county in our largest district here, New 13th. And we rarely ever saw the Schusters drive by. I need to visit all the counties. I will be in all the counties. I will be the voice of the people. But to be the voice of the people, I need to know the people.
Well, we are speaking to Doug, probably in a place that's proud to call themselves the middle of nowhere. Collinsburg and Fulton County is as close to the middle of nowhere that I can think of. They have less than 40,000 people living here. As I tell people, when I came from Philadelphia, we have office buildings that have more people in it. So they're proud of it, and it's great, you know. And so I think that it's important that the citizen know that their congressman still is a citizen legislator, and that's why I asked you that question. Let me move on to something else. Since you're an expert in this, what about national defense? I mean, President Trump, I think, is doing a pretty good job trying to get this thing re-anchored. Boy, it's a bear. I mean, every time you bring something up, you know, well, we could use that money to fund welfare. Why are we buying an aircraft carrier? Why do we need a new base someplace? And maybe you can explain a bit about the worldview. Why do we need to protect ourselves? The bad guys are still out there, aren't they? You've written a piece on Russia. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my study on Russia is called Project 1721. You could Google it and download it for free. Don't buy it on Amazon. Somebody's actually selling it and making money.
Really? Buy it on Amazon. Okay.
Get it for free, right. Project 1721. And anyway, so why have a national defense? The world is a dangerous place. The United States in the past has had a history of trying to hide behind its oceans. We saw that after World War One, after 1918. The United States withdrew quickly, and it gave rise and created an environment favorable to an Adolf Hitler or Tojo in Japan. And so the world is dangerous. The 50-meter targets, the close targets, of course, are terrorists. They're out there, and we have to be vigilant. And that takes a broad and strong military intelligence structure and a general intelligence structure at the national level to keep an eye on that. But further down the pike, I see the threats, of course, are North Korea and Iran, both on the cusp of developing nuclear technology with the delivery means of missiles. Scary. Yeah. And it looks like they're cooperating. So we need a deterrence against that, which includes a missile shield, being able to shoot down those missiles if they, God forbid, they fire. Behind them, a little bit down the road, is a re-emerging Russia, and I spent a lot of time on Russia. And I'd like the listeners to know I'm the only candidate with any foreign policy experience. The rest pretend, but I've actually done it and developed strategies and even worked on plans to invade foreign countries that were partially implemented. Right. Bad guys.
Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Doug a bit more about this. I'm very interested in what you think of Mad Dog. If nothing else, Mad Dog's got a great name. You know, it's just for a general... Even a jarhead. He's a pretty good name, Mad Dog. I like this. Anyway, we'll talk to Doug on all these things when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We are in McConnellsburg, as I mentioned, here in Fulton County. Came over the beautiful mountain here into, from Bedford County to see Doug this morning, and it's really a, this really is a beautiful spot. I don't mean to wax eloquent about McConnellsburg, but my bride and I come here quite often to go to the antique stuff, and we went to a little restaurant place right there on the on Lincoln Way. I can't remember the name of it, but it's run, yeah, it's run by a woman and her son. They have an antique store next to it, and it's kind of neat. So, but it's, it was actually food's very good. She'd come there anyway. McConnellsburg is really a neat place, and so I just I like coming here. Doug, we before the break we were talking about Russia and some of the external threats to the United States, and we were also talking during the break about how a lot of people, especially in a younger generation, really have no idea what it means to defend the country physically. I mean, there are real threats here, are they not? Even if they come on Facebook.
It's a big deal. The world is a dangerous place. And in a lot of ways, I feel like it's 1938, before Europe fell into the cataclysmic World War II. And had the Allies, the British and French in the States, in this situation, as since the United States was hiding behind its ocean, had the British and French demonstrated strength in the face of Adolf Hitler, a crazy dictator, maybe the war could have been averted. Okay, so here we go now. It's 2018, and the world's a dangerous place, and we have a reemergent Russia. And it's interesting, it took the United States a few years to catch on to this. The first evidence that Vladimir Putin's Russia was dangerous what happened in 2007. The Estonians, about 25%, well, 27% of their country is ethnic Russian. And the Russians, Moscow has been propagandized these Russians living abroad in NATO countries. And anyway, the Estonians decided to move this Russian shrine called the Iron Soldier, the Bronze Soldier. And Moscow said, you better not move that statue. Well, they moved it. The next day, Moscow launched a cyber attack that shut down the most sophisticated and connected internet-wise country in the world, shut it down with bots traceable to Russia. Okay, all right, maybe that was a mistake. Maybe Russia didn't authorize that. They did. And in 2008, I was in NATO. We're on the cusp of sending our troops on a NATO exercise out of Germany, including a lot of Americans, to the nation of Armenia. And to get to Armenia, we had to go through Georgia. And then we noticed tensions were rising between Georgia and Russia. And my boss was a German three-star. I was the senior intelligence officer for this NATO Army headquarters, the G2, we call it. And he's like, Doug, I need your assessment. And I'm like, hey, sir, they've been beating swords for years. I really don't think anything will happen. Well, guess what? Vladimir Putin said yes. And he gave the orders to attack Georgia, and he smashed them. Most of Georgia's active duty force, where were they? They were in Iraq fighting our war. So the United States had to throw them on the C-17s and fly them home to defend their capital. Not a good situation. And still, the United States said, you know, Russia's is just being misunderstood. And then we had 2014 Crimea. Russia invades the country with its special forces, you know, the little green men, and takes over the country without firing a shot in anger. Well, Crimea, anyway, and then annexes it. And I listened to Vladimir Putin's speech, and his speech was very chilling because it sounded like Hitler's Sudetenland speech. Instead of Sudetenland, was Hitler said, it's my right to protect Germans living in Czechoslovakia if they're threatened. Vladimir Putin's speech was, it's my right to protect Russians wherever they live. And I'm like, does that include Estonia and Latvia? Does that include New York City and Los Angeles? And then after that, we have the ongoing war against Ukraine, and about a dozen Ukrainian soldiers are killed or injured every day in this war that we forgot about. Why should we care? Okay, meanwhile, we have several countries that are NATO allies of ours, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, the Baltic countries. And Estonia and Latvia have a large ethnic Russian population being indoctrinated by propaganda coming out of Moscow. And they have a very favorable view of Russia. So this gives Russia an opportunity to go to war with NATO without going to war. And what I'm saying here is you stir up a population down the road here in a few years, if you see an opportunity, cause a popular uprising. NATO has 29 nations. We all have to agree before we could do something. Everyone has an equal vote. Iceland has an equal vote to the United States as Luxembourg and Germany. And anyway, NATO will dither on a decision, and then Russia will say, you know what? Our beautiful women and children are being killed and suffering. We have to go there and save the day. The Russian army will roll in. We'll leave when it's calm. There'll be a referendum. And without going to war, the people will say, hey, we want to become part of Mother Russia. And then you destroy NATO because that's Article 5. An attack upon one is an attack upon all. Article 5 has been violated and not enforced. So I've spent a lot of time with the United States Army over there and with NATO in the Baltic countries working on a strategy to develop strength. And part of that strategy is being implemented. The key aspect is forward deployment of troops. So we actually have multinational troops, including Americans, deployed in all three of the Baltic countries.
So you see this as a slippery slope that could get worse. It could happen in China, which is also an emerging power, obviously, economically especially. Sounds like they really want to have us had on that score. So it's real.
Well,
so
yeah, why
if you're
we care?
Elected to Congress,
sure.
How are you going to make that body of 400-plus people aware of this sort of thing? They don't seem to have a clue about it at the moment.
Yeah, they don't have a clue because most of these guys, you know, sold cars or what have you. I don't want to denigrate anyone's job, but they have no idea what's going on overseas because they haven't been out of the country much or maybe as a tourist. And it's time to put people in office who actually know what's going on. This is particularly poignant for Pennsylvania in that the Pennsylvania National Guard is tied to the hip to the Lithuanian ground forces. We send our soldiers over to Lithuania. You'll go to Vilnius, the capital, and see Pennsylvania 28th Division soldiers who are out there. You'll see Lithuanians in Harrisburg here. We have a close relationship with them. It's interesting because when you watch the news and listen to the congressman talk about foreign policy, it sounds like somebody at high school talking about it. That's the level. It's time to actually elect somebody who knows what they're doing in foreign policy and set the bar high. Don't settle for people. Expect results. What can I do is I'll be on the committees that are actually dealing with foreign policy and bringing common sense there and understanding.
Our guest is retired Colonel Doug Mastriano, and he is joining me here at Bedford County Speaks to talk about the foreign policy angle. This has been very refreshing. The other folks I've talked to, we have not had this discussion at all, so it's really been interesting. I also want to remind you today that our program is brought to you in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce and proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at BedfordCountyChamber.com. And also, of course, by our friends at Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford and Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where, Doug, you and I are going to end up someday in one of those places. And if you're going to go to one of these places, this is the place to go. They've got very good donuts. I want to tell you that right
Let's go right now. Yeah. What are we waiting for?
They have a new chef. So I just love this place. And it was fun. Let me talk to you a bit about this campaign. You have 8 Republicans, you have 1 Democrat, everybody wants this seat in the new and improved 13th district that we just got. Like, we didn't even want it, but we got it anyway. So where's your base? Is it all in Franklin County, or where do you think it's coming from?
I hate to reveal my strategy. I have a base across this entire district, believe it or not. It expands across the east and west. Down the road, the next couple of weeks, you'll see this come alive. But we have a really good support base out there. Yeah. It's rooted upon veterans who feel like they haven't had a voice in Congress, and they haven't really, because only 18% of the congressmen and women have actually served in the military. The same body that declares war hasn't bothered to serve in a war. All the candidates, except for me, have not been to combat. I'm the only combat veteran there, so I know what it's all about. So when we take that sacred vote to send off your daughters and sons to war, I know what it's like, and you'll have a very thoughtful response instead of just somebody, well, I saw a movie, Saving Private Ryan, you know, informs my decision. I have no clue. Mm-hmm. At the second level, of course, are a strong group of Christians rising up and backing us. Everyone, of course, said election season in this district claims to be a Christian. So I just ask people out there to consider, what sort of Christian do you want to have? Somebody who every day walks the talk, endeavors to live their life, and that pleases the Lord, or just somebody, you know, who just wears it on their sleeve when it's convenient. And, of course, conservative gun owners, it just, the list goes on and on. Yeah. We have a good core body.
I think, too, that Everett Dirksen said the mother's milk of politics is money. By the way, he's a good Illinois Republican. Big voice. You remember him. I'm sure you're a pastor. Doug's not old enough to remember Everett Dirksen, but he's a pretty cool guy. Cash is hard. Money is hard because everyone thinks, well, I give my money away to everybody else. So how are you doing in the cash department?
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, unfortunately, most of the other candidates there are fat cat guys tied in with the establishment, you know, have lucrative businesses there. I just retired from the Army. I'm an average guy. Like, really, I don't have to pretend it as the other candidates try to do. And most of our money comes in from the common people, and it's the small donations that are building our account. And I hate to say this, but that was the thing that pushed President Obama over the line, and he was able to raise a lot of money because common people were throwing small donations his way.
So you're going to depend on those small donations. You don't have any major PACs on your side or anything like that.
No, and that's actually a good thing because I can't be owned.
Sure.
Who owns me? The common people own me, the people I represent.
Our guest is Doug Mastriano. He is running for Congress of the United States, the new 13th District. Just a little civics lesson. For most of you hearing my voice, you used to live in the 9th. And the 9th got moved to like Reading or someplace, and now it's the 13th, which goes all the way from Westmoreland County to the boundaries of the War College, right? It's almost
that's right, there. Just west of Carlisle,
yeah, a big piece of Cumberland County there. So it's wide and deep. Kind of staying with the politics a second. You do have to get elected to do what you want to do. So what would you want to tell the voter to do? Why should they vote for you? Give me your 30-second elevator speech here.
All right, so what do I bring?
30 seconds is hard for you. I can see that.
I'll take whatever time you give me. Leadership, service, and experience. That sets me apart from all three of the other candidates. Leadership, I've been trained by the crucible of war. I've led men and women from around the world, around this country, and across this state here for 30 years in difficult situations, facing complex parts of the missions and different ideas on how to do that, different nations. I had people from France working for me, from Germany, from New Zealand, and it's really hard to get a team built out of that. But I was able, as a leader, to cut through all those differences and get us on board on a commonality and then execute the mission violently.
Well, I think that that's important to people, and I also think that having someone from this immediate area with your convictions is probably important to them as well. And we just have a minute or so left, and I really would like to swing back on your religious conviction. This is a big deal around here. I think that people take this particular aspect of their life very seriously. So if being a Christian is important to you, how does that help you in the Congress?
In the Army, I felt a lot of pressure over the 8 years of Obama to hide my faith. And I'm like, no, this is the United States. If I'm a Christian, I should be able to live my life as I see fit, as anyone should in this country, no matter what their convictions are. I accepted the Lord in 1979 and never looked back. And it's the most important decision I made in my life because it's my moral compass. You know, he guides and directs me in my decisions, and that is not a mental illness, according to the left. This is real. If our God's alive, of course he's going to talk to us through his word and help us through prayer. So it makes a difference. It's the foundation upon which I stand.
Well, you're in good company today, of course. We're with our very gracious host and hostess here, Pastor John Hodge. So you guys have been terrific. Have I missed anything here, Colonel, on this?
Well, I said leadership and, of course, service. I've served this nation. A lot of the guys here running, all the guys actually, are running, and they like being in charge but not serving. And being the only combat veteran is demonstration of the ultimate service that anyone could offer to their country beyond being killed for their country. And then, of course, experience and just I worked as a janitor, a security guard, a pizza delivery guy. I don't have to pretend. I know what it's like cleaning toilets and working for a living. And grew up in a lower middle class family, didn't have a rich mommy and daddy to run to bail me out, and you had to take care of college education myself. Actually had to do hard work. Imagine that. And you'll see most of the other candidates have silver spoons in their mouths. So in some cases, silver foots when they talk.
Okay. Well,
or silver feet.
We'll leave it with the silver. And I wish you the best. And thank you, Pastor, very much for allowing us to come into your wonderful facility to record the show today. And it's been a pleasure to meet you all. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.